Well, months out from the federal election and claims of Chinese censorship are being raised on several fronts. The Prime Minister's WeChat social media account has been taken over by its Chinese owners in a move that some claim could have partisan implications. And a Senate candidate has had his T-shirt questioning the whereabouts of tennis star Peng Shuai confiscated at the Australian Open. David Lipson reports.
That's the Peng Shuai banner, right? So it's being confiscated.
It's the question even the world's organising body for women's tennis, the WTA, has been forcefully asking. Where is Peng Shuai? But printed on a banner and T-shirt at the Australian Open, it proved too much for Tennis Australia.
Condition of entry to the whole venue.
Yep.
You're not supposed to bring any political statements into the building, okay?
Yes. So free Peng Shuai is political, according to Tennis Australia.
Video of police and guards confiscating a Where is Peng Shuai T-shirt and banner was shared widely on social media. The man's voice you can hear is Max Mok, a Hong Kong democracy activist come Senate candidate. On ABC Melbourne, he lashed out at organisers.
They said that Peng Shuai's safety is paramount to them. Well, I just don't think it is, like, honestly. Like, it seems like they're trying to contain some sort of public relations disaster.
He's not the only one. Tennis great Martina Navratilova issued a powerful backhand of her own on the Tennis Channel.
I find it really, really cowardly. This is not a political statement. This is a human rights statement. And kind of just really capitulating on this issue from the Aussies, letting Chinese really dictate what they do and their own slam for their own player, the player that has been there before. I just find it really weak.
Peng Shuai has barely been seen since accusing a former top-level Chinese official of forcing her into sex, before later claiming the allegations had been misinterpreted.
We are simply asking the same question as Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka. Where is Peng Shuai?
That's Drew Pavlou, the leader of the party that's running Max Mok as a candidate. He says the incident has helped him raise $10,000 to be spent printing even more Where is Peng Shuai T-shirts for future tennis events.
We're talking to numerous sort of screen printers in Melbourne now. The idea is we will get 1,000 T-shirts printed for the grand final. We'll set up shop right outside the entrance. We'll hand them out for free to any spectators going to the final. And basically, we will just dare Tennis Australia to evict 1,000 people from the grand final.
The chair of Federal Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee is Senator James Patterson.
In Australia, we should be absolutely free to raise concerns about international human rights issues. And I don't accept Tennis Australia's explanation that this is a political issue. There's nothing political about an alleged sexual assault. It's a criminal matter. And we should all be concerned about the welfare of Peng Shuai.
I mean, if they allow this sort of T-shirt, where do they draw the line?
Well, I think it'd be a very easy line to draw. I think it would be inappropriate to hand out a how-to-vote card saying vote Liberal or vote Labor at the next federal election. I'd understand why Tennis Australia wouldn't want that kind of campaigning on their premises during the Australian Open. But tennis fans are concerned about Peng Shuai.
The issue of China is expected to feature prominently in the upcoming federal election campaign. And the Liberal senator is also concerned that the Prime Minister's WeChat social media account has been taken over, apparently by the Chinese-run company. Scott Morrison's photo's been removed, the account name's been changed to Australian Chinese New Life, which states its intent is to provide life information for overseas Chinese people in Australia.
The government has written to WeChat to ask for the account to be restored, and they have not replied to the government's request. So it appears clear that WeChat, which is very closely monitored and controlled by the Chinese government, has taken a decision to effectively censor the Australian Prime Minister on WeChat. And that's significant because it is the most widely used form of communication and news services in Australia in the Chinese community.
Senator Patterson says most of the 1.2 million Australians of Chinese descent use the social media app. As such, he believes the move could have election consequences.
I think it will have partisan implications and partisan consequences, because if you can't communicate directly to the Australian Chinese community, you are at a significant disadvantage. Now, that disadvantage is removed if we all agree that we won't use the service until the Australian Prime Minister can use it, and we all take a strong stand by saying that we won't tolerate this interference in our democracy. We can't allow a foreign authoritarian government to set the terms of our public debate, or certainly not our election campaigns.
The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, who has a WeChat account, says he's happy to speak directly with the Prime Minister about any concerns regarding national security or political interference.
That's David Lipson.